It's my birthday today. So actually, ever since I knew that International Women's Day existed, which I suppose I first found out when I was in my early 30s, I've absolutely loved having my birthday on International Women's Day because there's usually some kind of celebration going on. And in fact, it was on a day when I was celebrating my birthday and talking about radio that the idea of FemFM was born, because we were moaning basically in 1992 how few women there seemed to be on the radio. And we decided that that was when we would try and set up a radio station in Bristol. I think it's a much bigger thing than it used to be. I think councils have very much taken it on board. So usually there are activities for not just a day, but for a week. And so it's actually much bigger than just individuals celebrating it. And of course, the mainstream media now acknowledge it. I mean, we have 39 hours of women broadcasting on Radio 1 this weekend, which was unheard of, actually. It really was unheard of in 1992. I think we only had Annie Nightingale then. I'm glad to say she was on this weekend too. I was pretty disillusioned actually by the way the BBC and commercial stations ran. So I got very involved in community radio when I was a student, and most of my work has been involved in community representation and making sure that different minorities or even marginalised majorities like women have had a voice. When we went on air in 1992, we were the first British women's station, and the media picked up on that, as they do. It was the first. So on that day, the BBC News nationally covered it here, and of course that got picked up, and then Sky News did a piece about it. And I suppose because it was a first, it's been written about and people have quoted it. It's not the only women's station in the world. There are plenty of other stations. There's a women's station in Norway, quite a few in different African countries. So I suppose that it hit a nerve and we were quite good at doing publicity. And now, of course, in 2014, we're in a position where the internet is so good at linking things up. So, for instance, this morning, I was posting on the WINGS Facebook page, Women's International News Gathering Service, which is a US-based feminist news network. So, you know, it's on there and that will get passed around. So we now have the internet to actually sort of link up with each other. So, and this quite often happens with sort of women's movements, the internet can link people up, which is can only be a good thing. It makes us all stronger. We're seeing lots of initiatives. Whether we're seeing any change is another matter. And I think it has to go on for much longer. You know, it's no good doing things on one day and then the next day having barriers for women and other minorities, you know, majorities. So it needs to keep on going. I think the change I've noticed from 1992 is then you might have had a one-off women's station and then there was a year before anything happened again. Now, I think when women get together on initiatives, they actually form groups and they can work together on other things. So they enjoy working together, say on a women's station or on International Women's Day, and they can say, let's actually do that again. Let's work together. Let's support each other. Let's find out what we need to do to get better skills in different areas. So I think it's not just a one-off thing now. I would say that diversity is a lot about people using their knowledge. This morning I did an interview on Passion Radio in Bristol, which is an internet station run by a whole group of women, and they promote music from Bristol in all its diversity and a lot of African Caribbean music. And that station has mainly black and different ethnic minority presenters, and that is what it's about, is them being empowered to have that. Those women may get their own confidence and skills there, and it may be that they then can apply for other jobs like BBC jobs with that much more experience and diversity. But for people individually, I'd say use your unique diversity as your specialism. I think in the past people have had to fit in with the mainstream, and I think now actually that diversity is the unique thing, and so I think maybe that's what people can do. It doesn't mean they can't do mainstream issues and stuff like that, but if it's getting in and getting seen and getting heard, then use your unique selling point, which sounds very commercial, I hate that, but use your uniqueness. I think the great thing is with the FemFM archive is that you'll be able to listen to it online, and at the moment we've got a small amount that you can listen to online, and or you can come to to Bristol to hear the whole of the FemFM. I've actually got the whole thing on a USB stick, which is pretty amazing. But gradually we'll be getting more and more online so people can listen to it. In terms of following what women are doing generally in all sectors of radio, you know, get confidence from that things are changing.